Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast. It is Stanley Cup Predictions episode as the Boston Bruins roar into the playoffs. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood. Joined alongside my co-host Blake Friars. And Blake, it's prediction show, one of our favorite shows of the year.
This is the annual we usually nail the playoff predictions after our lousy regular season predictions.
Yours sucked, Blake. Yours were not good, and we're going to talk about that.
Not very good, but I think I'm looking at my bracket right now, to my right here, and I'm feeling pretty confident about my picks.
That's not...
I was good last year. I predicted the cup winner last year. I predicted the cup final last year.
We freaking all did.
And the winner.
We did. We all did.
And I predicted the final four last year. It was awesome. It's a good year for me.
It's a one-off, right? It's a
one-off. No. We usually do pretty good on these, though.
You're only like 6 years late. You had the Devils in the finals like 6 years ago.
No, I had Edmonton in the finals, and I had the Devils in the playoffs. I was 6 years late.
Six years late, yeah. You know, last night was a Saturday night, and there was no hockey. Mm-hmm. And all I could think of the whole night was, wouldn't it have been really cool to start the playoffs on a Saturday night?
Yeah.
So dumb to start on a Monday night. So dumb. Wasted opportunity.
But they still had games to play to figure out seedings and shit. Colorado had to play for the division on Saturday or Friday, right?
Have a little foresight. Start the season 4 days earlier.
I know.
Start the season on a Saturday. Start the playoffs on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Stupid. Stupid schedule this year.
Yep.
I want to apply for that job next year.
The scheduling job?
I want it.
I don't think anybody wants that job.
Well, whoever did it this year.
That job sounds like how we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago. Scheduling was awful this year.
Whoever did it this year was different than years previous.
Is off the charts different. Bad.
Way different. Crosby and Ovechkin, first time they are both not in the playoffs. The Penguins miss after 16 years straight, and the Washington Capitals after 8 years. Are you surprised about this?
I mean, fuck, man. I can't believe Pittsburgh missed playoffs, man. Their fate was in literally their own hands. They lost 5-2 to Chicago, and then they lose to Columbus. It's like, nobody to blame but themselves, right? I mean, those are two winnable games right there, end of the year, to punch your ticket into the playoffs, and they ended up choking. I mean, there's no way to put it differently, right? It sucks not seeing two of the best stars in the playoffs, but you look at these teams, like, just up, and there's so much young talent coming up on these teams, like Jack Hughes in New Jersey, or Toronto's got a couple young studs, and Winnipeg, you obviously got Edmonton in there. So there's still a lot of talent in the playoffs, but it does feel a little different not having Crosby there, because I mean, you're just so used to seeing him there.
It's just one more step in the changing of the tide.
Well, I mean, I think the torch has already been passed to McDavid. No, I mean,
no.
Or does it not get passed until he wins?
I don't think I get past the wins.
What do you mean? What do you mean it won't get past?
He needs to do something. He needs to win something.
That's what I just said. It will not get past until he wins.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with your comment. I don't agree with you much. But
McDavid can get 100. McDavid can get 150, 160, 180. He can get 200 points for all I care. Nobody's gonna take him. Well, they're gonna take him seriously, but like they're gonna talk about how he doesn't have a Stanley Cup, right? That's what his legacy is gonna mean to. Like, oh, you're compared to Gretzky and all this, but you didn't win.
Didn't win. Gretzky
didn't win.
Gretzky won.
Gretzky won four times. Yeah. Crosby's won three times, right? So, I mean, Ovechkin's got a cup, right? So all those guys got cups, right? I mean, and there's a lot of good players. Like, listen, like Ginland, no cup. Thornton, no cup. Luongo, no cup. Like, all these. There's been a lot of Hall of Famers that have no cups, but I mean.
Well, you can't be the best player in the world and not win a cup.
Exactly. Like, that's kind of tough, right? So, yeah, that's kind of the point I was getting at.
How does it make you feel when I say the Boston Bruins are the best team ever?
Makes me feel pretty fucking dumb for picking them and miss the playoffs. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if the President's Trophy curse monster eats them up and for breakfast in the playoffs.
I know it makes you wonder, doesn't it? It always.
Boston Bruins are the last team to go to the Stanley Cup as a President's Trophy winner. 2013. Vancouver went in 2011. Boston went in 2013.
Is there an episode that you don't talk about 2011? Have we ever done where
two? I'm just pointing out a fact.
We're on episode 215, and Blake figures out a way to relive 2011.
Those are the last two President's Trophy winners to go to the Cup. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Blake's got a little book. He sits in his bed at night and thinks of how he can relate conversations to 2011.
Anyway, what was it? Florida last year, President's Trophy, bounced in the first round.
Well, it's pretty common. It's pretty common.
Tampa Bay, they went 62 games, swept against Columbus. Like, it's, I don't know, man. This Boston team, it feels like a trap. Like a goddamn trap.
We'll see. Today on the show, we're going to start off by reviewing our regular season predictions. We'll go around the league, talk about a Jets Wild playoff intensity regular season game we watched last week, some Black Friday firings, Jonathan Tays tribute, and then we will end the show with our preview and predictions of this year's Stanley Cup playoffs. All right, Blake, let's go through our 2022-23 regular season predictions. And this year, I don't know, really. Let's go through it. We'll determine how bad we sucked. Let's start in the Atlantic. And I had Toronto in first and Tampa in second. And you had flip-flop. You had Tampa in first, Toronto in second. So I look like the hero there, right?
Sure.
You want to call it that, I guess. Then I had, here's where it gets really bad. I had Ottawa in third and Florida in fourth. You had Florida in third, Boston in fourth.
Yeah.
The difference is you did not have Boston making the playoffs out of fourth.
No, I had five Metro teams.
Ottawa. You know, I watched this team this year a lot, and I understand why I put them in this situation.
On paper, they had a good team. They had a good summer. They had a good offseason.
You know, I'm not trusting offseasons ever again.
Yeah, as a Flames fan, no more of that stuff, eh?
Well, I mean, everybody came out of the summer saying, well, Ottawa and Calgary are the winners. How'd that
turn? I mean, they didn't make the playoffs, but, I mean, they did have good summers. That just shows it means nothing.
It means nothing, right?
Paper means nothing. You put that in the fire, you start her up.
So Florida, a team that, I hate to say this, struggled their way to fourth. I had them in fourth. They struggled their way to fourth.
They did. Yep. It was a very up and down year for them. I mean,
now let's.
Yeah, we already talked about it though. The culture changed there with mm-hmm. that trade, right? We already talked about that. So,
but the big thing is they made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, they got in.
And it's a clean slate now. So here's where the ugly part is, and then the rest of our predictions are a little better from here on out. I have Boston in fifth missing the playoffs. You have Boston in fourth missing the playoffs.
Yeah, it doesn't make it so bad that you picked them to miss too.
Boy, that's bad though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bad miss. That's a bad miss.
You have Ottawa in fifth, which is pretty close. We both had Detroit in sixth. They fell to seventh. We both had Buffalo in seventh. They were fifth. And we both had Montreal dead ass last, and we were bang on there.
Yep. Yep.
On to the Metro. We both had Carolina winning, which we were right there. We both had the New York Rangers finishing second. We're close there. I had the New York Islanders finishing third. They finished fourth, so I don't look too bad there. You had the Pittsburgh Penguins finishing third. They finished fifth and missed the playoffs. I have them finishing fourth and making the playoffs. So we both had the Pittsburgh Penguins in the playoffs this year, and that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's shocking that they missed. I mean, I told you know, like the fate was in their own hands, and they just couldn't get it done. But I don't know. It's gonna be. We're gonna talk about that later. I'd assume the changes were going on there. But yeah.
You had the Islanders finishing fourth and making the playoffs, and Washington finishing fifth and making the playoffs, and I had Washington in fifth missing the playoffs. Here's where, yeah. I don't know if it gets any better, really. Columbus, we both have in sixth. They finished dead-ass last in the division. I had New Jersey seventh, and you had New Jersey eighth.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, they let me down a few years back, so...
I did not see this coming.
I didn't expect it. They're a young team. They don't really have much star power. Obviously, Jack Hughes took a huge step this year. He had almost 100 points, set a franchise record for most points in franchise history. So they needed something like that. Also, Vitek Vanacek broke out as a starting goalie this year, which they needed to happen to have some success. So they had a lot of things right. Go right for them this year, and it'll be interesting to see how much strides they can make in the first round.
I think more interesting too is to see how this translates into next year.
Yeah, no, I mean playoff hockey helps young players, right? I mean, just give them a little taste of playoff hockey and know what it takes to win, and then I mean. There's 21-year-olds. I mean, you're going to be better at 23, 24, 25 than you are at 21, right? Like, it's only going to help you get better.
Yeah. I had Philadelphia in eighth. You had Philly in seventh, and we're both pretty close there. In the Eastern Conference, I had Toronto playing Carolina with Carolina winning. You had Carolina playing Florida, which both those still could happen, and you had Carolina winning. So time will tell on how that all looks. Shifting gears over to the Western Conference, this is not, you know, our predictions kind of stunk this year, Blake.
It was a gong show.
It was a bad year.
Not even gonna sugarcoat it. It's bad.
In the Central, I had Colorado first. You had Colorado first. They did finish first, albeit they took them till game 82 to do that. 82.
Yeah.
I had Winnipeg in second. I was gonna look like a hero at Christmas time. And they fell to fourth, but still made the playoffs. You had St. Louis in second. Ouch.
Yeah.
We both had Minnesota finishing third, and that is where Minnesota finishes. I had St. Louis finishing fourth and making the playoffs. You had Nashville finishing fourth, making the playoffs. Neither of those came to fruition as Nashville, who had games in hand, just did not win the games in hand.
No. They had a lot of teams to jump to, so it's kind of tough.
Dallas, we both had Dallas in fifth. Dallas finishes second, so they prove us wrong. You had Dallas out of the playoffs. I had Dallas in the playoffs. I had Nashville sixth. You had Winnipeg sixth. Ouch, you're sixth.
Yep.
Your playoff
teams. I'm out on Winnipeg.
We were good, though, on 7th and 8th. We know how to tell crappy teams. We don't know anything after that. We both had Arizona and Chicago finishing 7th and 8th, which is exactly what happened there. As far as the Pacific goes, I had Edmonton winning the Pacific, which they almost did, but couldn't get it done at the end.
One game shy.
You had Calgary winning the Pacific with Edmonton second. I had Calgary in second. We've already talked about that at nausea, and that didn't happen. As the Flames fall short by 2 points for a playoff spot this year.
Yep.
Los Angeles, we both had them pegged in third, and they finish in third. You had the Vancouver Canucks in fourth, and I had the Canucks in fourth. The difference is you had them making the playoffs. I did not have them making the playoffs, and I look like a lot smarter there as the Canucks fail 2 years in a row, and they fall to sixth in the standings. I had Vegas. Yep. Here's where it's really bad, Blake. Here's where it's really bad. I had Vegas in fifth and Anaheim in sixth. You had Anaheim in fifth and Vegas in sixth. When you think back and you think about that, you had Vegas below Anaheim, and look at how bad Anaheim was this year. Holy cats.
Well, it's like, I just didn't like their goaltending going into the season. I just didn't know what I was going to get.
No, I know. They were, that's why I hit them out of the playoffs, too. I just, so many wild cards with them.
What they got from Thompson this year and who's the other guy from San Jose? Aiden Hill. Yeah, they were great. It was one of the bright spots, right? And Jack Eichel didn't even have a good year. He had 66 points. So, like, they didn't get much. They missed Stone most of the year, right? We're going to talk about that later. So, like, they did. They were just a scrappy little bunch this year. They were good.
Yeah. Yep, they definitely found ways to win games, and the metrics didn't play out in their favor, but the wins did, and that's really all that matters. We both had San Jose in seventh, which we nailed that one. We know the crappy teams, and we both had Seattle in eighth. We got proven wrong. There is a Seattle Kraken. Boy. You make the playoffs in the wild card position. The Kraken with 100 points, I did not see that coming.
No, I mean, it's... They're just a fast team, man. I like watching Seattle play. They're a fast team. They don't got the best of goaltending. They haven't all year, but they still find ways to get it done. Right? They find ways to win. And
let's see what happens this week.
We'll see what happens.
In the West, we both had Calgary playing Colorado with Calgary winning, and that is not going to happen. In the Stanley Cup, I had Carolina versus Calgary with Calgary winning, and you surprisingly agree with me. Carolina versus Calgary with Calgary winning. That's not happening.
Like, just brutal.
So let's look at this. I had one, two, three, four, five. I had six of the eight right in the playoffs in the East. You had one, two, three, four, five, six. In the West, I had one, two, three, four, five, six, right? And you had one, two. You had two right.
No. You're full of shit, man. You're so full of shit.
You had two, three, four right. Not very far off.
Go back to school, man. That's not ridiculous.
Very far off of what I said. Oh. So what was
buddy
your...
Buddy can't count to four. 2 + 2 = 4.
What was your favorite part of the regular season this year?
My favorite part of the year. I just watching McDavid dominate, man. It was so fun to watch this year. 155 points or what it was, 60 plus goals. The offense is just crazy. I mean, we had 800 goal scorers, 100 point getters this year. That's when's the last time that's happened? Like that's a lot, right? I like the step that Petey took this year as a Canucks fan. I do. He got 100 points. I believe you told me he would never do it. I might have to go back and check the tapes on that. So he proved you wrong. I like that.
I don't ever remember saying that, but okay, well, whatever.
We'll have to go back on the tapes.
Is that on the same tape you said the Canucks were making the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll admit I was wrong. I thought they'd be better. It is what it is. Chalk them up. You win some and you lose somebody.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, when I thought about what was the best part of the regular season, I really couldn't come up with one thing. I think it was interesting to me how Vegas scrambled with goaltending.
Did you see that Jacob Trouba video?
No.
Where he, I'll send it to you after the pod. It's really cool. So he basically, it was the end of the Rangers regular season game, like last home game. And this guy wanted to go to law school, right? And Jacob Trouba and the Rangers like foundation gave him like a full scholarship. And he's like, I'm going to give you my number. Don't give it out to anybody, but I want to invite to your graduation when you graduate law school. So it was actually pretty cool. I'll send you the video after.
I think one of my highlights was watching the Canucks come up with excuses for what happened this year.
What are you
know
talking
what,
about?
You know what another thing?
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what they've done 2 years in a row is scramble for excuses.
What do you mean? All they said is we lost our goalie for 55 games. And we started the season 3-11. What do you mean?
So why'd you fire your coach then if it was a goaltending?
What? They weren't playing good enough, man. They weren't playing good. It's simple. You started the season 3-11. It's a pretty deep hole to climb out of, no?
I think another thing that I liked this year was watching Dallas and LA kind of come. I'm interested to see what happens with this Dallas team in the postseason. And over in the East, some of the things. You know, Buffalo gave us
You want Toronto to win the cup. That's your biggest goal.
No, right honestly, now. I want them to get to the second round so I can quit hearing about it, though.
Oh, no. That would be the worst. Because then they'd be like, oh, they took a step. They're going to the cup next year.
What was the worst part of the season, the regular season?
Me being tuned out in like Christmas. That sucks.
It's tough when your team's not making the playoffs.
That always sucks as a fan. Like when you know like your team is just terrible at Christmas and there's half a season left and it's like, fuck, man. You just turn off games in the first period and it's like, it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating being a cheer for a team that has a bad year. I mean, it's no fun. There were so many injuries this year too that pissed me off. I mean, there's just like,
you mean Ovi around the games. League?
Ovi missed games for the first time in his career. It's disappointing that Crosby missed the playoffs, honestly, because every hockey fan wants to see that.
I don't know. I'm ready for that to be done. And I love watching Sidney Crosby, but I'm ready for new teams. I like new blood in the playoffs. I do. I think that's one of the things that's so wonderful about the National Hockey League, comparatively speaking to Major League Baseball and the NBA, is it's the same thing every single year in the NBA. It's the same thing every single year in Major League Baseball.
No, that's not true. Not lately.
Really?
When's the last time there's been a repeat winner in baseball, dude? It's been since the early 90s, Yankees.
Yeah, but the same teams, 90s. The Cardinals are always battling, the Yankees are always battling, it's the same teams every single year. The Mariners are always shitty.
Now in baseball, it's whoever spends the most money, for sure.
It's stupid.
But
it's stupid. My worst part of the regular season, it's a struggle when your team's so highly touted heading into the year and then they step on themselves nightly after night after night. Another thing that irritated the living shit out of me this year was...
It was losing 21 games in overtime?
Well, that too.
I've haven't watched hockey for a long time. I've never seen anything like it, ever. Have you?
No. And we probably never will.
No. That's a lot of fucking games in overtime in a shootout. Yeah. Like, think about that. The dagger was the Chicago loss, right?
Well, think about this. If they win,
they lost 2 points in Vancouver and against Nashville in shootouts. They lost 2 points.
Think about this. If they win half of those games.
Yeah, they might win the division.
They win the division.
Win it for sure. It's crazy, man. It's nuts.
Another
that
thing
just goes to show you, though. That just goes to show you. Oh, it's October. It's just a shootout loss.
No, we had them all year.
Back in April.
We had them all year.
I know.
Well, a couple news and notes before we get to the Stanley Cup predictions. Jets Wild this week. If that game did not have a playoff atmosphere, I don't know what did. As Rick Bonus and Dean Evason get into it.
They wanted to go at it. Dean Bonus is 66 years old. He wanted to go through the glass.
Oh, man. And then they hit Ryan Hartman, catches Nikolai Ehlers. And I watched this over and over and over. And he gets suspended one game. The more I watch it, I don't know, man.
You probably could have called it a five and been done with it.
I mean, he didn't. He didn't raise an elbow. He didn't. I mean,
No.
It was not like. It was not as flagrant.
We have to talk about Adam Lowry just going toe to toe with Oladipo. What a tilt that was! Oh man, well, I did not know Lowry was that tough.
Oh yeah, Lowry. You know what? If I was building a team, he'd be on my team. If I was building a team,
I don't know if I can name five players on my hand that could go with that Revo, go with Revo like that. Like who would you think Lucic could go with him?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think here, man.
But who cares anymore, Blake? That's the thing. Like now he's in the play. No, but
think like.
But here's the deal. Here's the difference, though, Blake. Now the playoffs start, you know, and Lowry will be a factor.
Play like 7 minutes. Revo's gonna be a non-factor, man. I always say this, man.
That's so terrible.
Every time this man's in the playoffs, it's like. Oh, watch out for Reeves tonight. He's going to play like 5.5 minutes. Like, he's going to be a non-factor out there. Might as well not even dress him.
Lowry will be a factor. Reeves will not. It's crazy. No, it's crazy.
I know. It's brutal.
I don't know. Then let's talk about coaches and GMs who bit the bullet on Friday and Saturday as the season ends and coaches get sent to the wayside.
Sent to the train station.
The Ducks,
take him to the train station.
This one surprised me. The Ducks get rid of Dallas Eakins. I'm so confused on this.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean.
Okay, Blake, think about this, though. The team's tanking for Bedard.
Oh, yeah.
And then they fire their coach for doing bad.
No. I just think that he was there for what? 3 years? He's there for what, 3 years?
Three or four.
Yeah, 4 years.
Three years. What's he supposed to do?
Listen. He's like Travis Green. Who was that other coach that was coaching when they were a shit team and then they got fired when they started to get better? What did happen with that?
What are you talking about?
Like he's like a guy that is a good coach for a team that's like going through a rebuild. I don't think he's the coach to take the next step.
Why would you say that? He's never been able to coach a team with any talent at all.
I mean, he had some pretty good pieces in Edmonton.
He had no goalie or defense.
They were young.
He had no goalie or defense.
He's been a good American League coach. He just hasn't had much success at the NHL.
Because he's coached shitty teams.
No, I know.
The Ducks are gonna
take a step here. If they get Bedard, I mean, they got some money opening up on the books. You don't think players are gonna want to come there? It's a pretty attractive market. No, eventually you're gonna have to start spending money.
I don't think it's attractive market at all.
California?
I wouldn't live in California if someone paid me $350 million a year.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I
would not live in that state. $350
million a year? You're a liar. You're lying on the pod.
No, I wouldn't live in that state.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I don't think it's a good fan base. I don't think anything's that great about it. They've been mediocre for decades.
Okay. I mean...
Have they...
They've been bad for probably the last 5 years, I would say. Yeah. I mean, they just went to the Western Conference Final in 2018, Brad. So you can't say decades. And they were pretty good with Perry and Getzlaf all those years. They won the Cup in 07. They came close to going to the Cup in 2018. Like, every team goes through rebuilds, man. Every team has to start over and rebuild and get new players.
That's my whole point in this, Blake. This guy's going through a rebuild, and he gets fired. He gets fired when the team's trying to lose. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at it's the same thing with Columbus's coach, right? Larson.
Larson gets fired.
I'm in the same boat. He was only there for 3 years, I think.
I don't know what he was supposed to do this year, but he gets axed. St. Louis gets rid of assistant coaches Craig McTavish and Mike Van Ryan. I don't know what McTavish is doing in the league anymore, but that's probably a discussion for another day. Penguins fired President Burke, GM Hextall. That's new ownership, just wants their guys, I think.
The old boys club is out of there. they sold to Fenway Sports, which is weird, like a baseball team owning a hockey team in Pittsburgh from the Boston area.
So Fenway Sports, to my knowledge, owns a soccer team, too. And
they own a couple more. But it's kind of weird things that they're branching out. It's like it's kind of weird. They're like not as hands-on as maybe you would like an owner to be, but...
That's the future of owners, I think. That's the future of owners.
Yeah, you're probably right. A bunch of like whoever's going to buy Ottawa is going to be like that too. It's going to be a bunch of partners.
It's going to be a group.
Yeah, it'd be a group of investors and whatnot. So, I think it's a changing of the guard. Things to come and change. I mean, they just locked up Malkin, Letang, and Crosby, right? So, for another, they're probably going to try and go for as long as they have Crosby. Or they didn't lock up Crosby. I think he's up after next year. They locked up Letang.
What do you do then?
I don't know. If you're Crosby, you probably want to play your whole career there, no?
Probably.
You would think, right?
I think Malkin and Crosby will finish in
Pittsburgh. I just can't imagine, like, my dad is like, oh, he's going to Montreal to finish his career. I'm like, you're fucking out of your damn mind. He ain't going to Montreal. It's not happening. But
why would you want that if you were Montreal?
I mean, that would be pretty cool for him to go to finish his career in Canada, no?
What would be pretty cool would be winning a cup for a Canadian team. That would be really pretty cool. These Canadian teams are looking for these feel-good freaking stories all the time. How about raising the cup? That'd feel pretty freaking good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. 1993, Montreal Canadiens.
God.
Been a long time.
Jonathan Toews ends his career in Chicago. Pretty nice send-off.
That's not for sure.
He is not coming back. It's already been said.
Oh, I thought you meant end his finish his career.
In Chicago. His career in Chicago.
Yeah. I just like, just rubbed me the wrong way. It just rubbed me the wrong way. Why did that have to be public? And
why did what have to be public?
Like, we're not going to be re-signing Toews at the end of this season.
So they could give him a proper send-off.
Oh, stop. Like,
what are they supposed to sign? Just keep signing him forever?
Why can't they re-sign him?
Why would you?
Why can't they re-sign him?
Why would you? He's not healthy. Are you on a win? Do you want to get better?
If he's healthy enough, why not re-sign? Why can't you re-sign
him? I would not re-sign him either. I think what the Blackhawks did here was good. And I'm the biggest Jonathan Toews fan ever. Stupid signing.
You think he's done?
I think he retires.
Yeah.
How much are you signing him for?
$750,000.
You think he's
going to finish your career out with the Hawks and be the Hawks for lifer?
So why not just
if he's hurt, you put him in the minors. He only costs you $350,000.
You're not sending Jonathan Toews to the minors.
I'm just saying, if he can't play, he either goes on LTIR, it costs no money. Who cares? Tell me he can't.
So what, we're going to kick the shittiness down the curb further for the Blackhawks?
They're going to be bad for the next, 3 years anyway, so what's the big deal? They do not have a good core. They do not have a good core.
Blake, so then why not just retire now, then? You could retire a Blackhawk. You still can.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I don't know.
Let's talk Stanley Cup predictions. Well, let's start in the East. We always start in the East. You know, that's where we have to start because we would break tradition. Maybe we should start in the West. Maybe our predictions would be better.
Yep.
Probably be smart. Let's start with the Atlantic first against the wild card to the Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins. What do you see from this series?
I could see Boston sweeping this series, no problem, to be honest. But I think Florida's offense is good enough to win a couple games, I think. Are they really going to start Alex Lyon in the playoffs?
I think that would be the smartest decision. He's been really, really good.
Yeah. There's something with me and goalies with no playoff experience that just cares the living shit out of me.
Does it matter anymore?
No, it doesn't matter, but I'm just...
Does it matter anymore?
No, it doesn't matter. I got Boston in six. This team is just too good. I mean, they're 52-2 when holding opponents to two or fewer goals, which is playoff hockey. Two or fewer goals, that's 2-1, 2-0, 1-0 games. NHL records across the board, right? And this guy kind of struck me here. The Panthers have allowed the most goals per game, 3.32, of any team in the playoffs. So
they haven't been a good team for a lot of this season.
They haven't been very good defensively. Their goaltending's been iffy, and it's just not a good matchup for them.
Their goaltending's been really good as of late, but I still think Boston. I still think Boston's just a force. I got Boston in five.
Yeah.
On to the next series, the Atlantic 2 versus Atlantic 3, Toronto, Tampa Bay. I think this is a whole different series than what we've seen in the past. Tampa Bay has been flailing as of late, has been horrendous hockey team as of late. Vasilevskiy hasn't been the same guy. This team's not scoring like they used to. I don't know. I think this what this is a. And I'm not saying they're not a good hockey team. I'm saying this is a team that's played a lot of hockey.
Hey, careful what you wish for, buddy.
I'm not wishing for anything.
Careful. I'm just saying, Leaf fans, careful what you wish for. Because 2 years ago they scuffled going into the playoffs, and they went on to just roll everybody in the playoffs. It doesn't matter. They have been bad as of late, but this team knows how to turn it on in the playoffs. I am not betting against Vasilevskiy in the playoffs. That guy's been unbelievable. His track record speaks for itself the last 3 years. He's been to three cups. He's won two of them the last 3 years. Toronto did have some success against him this year. They went 2-0-1 against him this year. But until Toronto's core can show me in elimination games that they can get it done and produce, I'm not picking them to win. I'm not doing it. They might win this year. They might get over the hump. But you'd be crazy not to take Tampa when they've had the track record of getting it done when it matters. I mean, Toronto had them on the ropes last year, game six in overtime, double overtime. Couldn't put them away. Give them life. And what happens? They go at home, game seven, they lose 2-1. I mean, this team is 0-9 in elimination games. Like Samsonov has four career starts. Vasilevskiy has 104. Just like that alone. Just like That if I was a Leafs fan, it'd be kind of concerning. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from Samsonov in a pressure-packed situation here.
I think you're crazy to not worry if you're a Leafs fan about your goaltending.
And Murray's hurt. You're going to put Joseph Woll, who has eight career NHL starts in, if Samsonov gets hurt? Like, oh, man. Like, we talked about their goaltending at the start of the year that we didn't like it, right? Now
I still don't
like we go against Tampa, and it's like, oh, shit. Like, I don't know. I'm taking Tampa in six.
I think the hump gets broken this year. Toronto in five.
In five? You're insanity. You are insane. Oh, man. You're going to be hearing from me later. Oh, boy.
I think that's what happens. I think the end of the road comes for Toronto after that, but I think that's what happens. Boy. Over to the Metro. Metro 1, Carolina versus Wild Card 1. We got Carolina versus New York Islanders.
Yeah, this is going to be a very low-scoring series.
Very low-scoring.
Freddie Anderson is a good goalie. You got Ilya Sorokin on the other side. Islanders do not score goals. Carolina has been scoring goals lately. This is going to be like 1-0 overtime, double overtime shit happening here. 2-1, 3-2. It's going to be a lot of close games. I got Carolina winning this one in 5 games. I just think they got a little bit more experience than them. But, yeah, this is going to be a really good series to watch. Very low scoring.
It's going to be a grind. This is going to be a good series. I got Carolina winning it in 6. I just think this is a year that Carolina finally gets over that hump and moves forward.
Yep. I agree with that.
Metro 2 versus Metro 3, the Devils at the Rangers. And
this might be one of the best series in the first round. It's going to be an exciting series, I think, right? I mean, there's a lot of star power there. You got a young Devils team that's hungry to show that they belong in the playoffs and can take that next step. And but again, you're going up against one of the best goalies and one of the best teams that went out and added a lot at the deadline, and we'll see what happens.
I think New Jersey made their step in the regular season, kind of surprised us. Not even kind of. They surprised the hell out of us all. I've got the Rangers using what they've learned over the last 2 years and winning this one in 6.
Yep, I got them winning in 7. Rangers in 7.
We'll cruise through the rest of the East before we get to the West. Second round, we're going to talk about these matchups because we don't know that they're going to be matchups. But to complete my bracket, and we'll go and complete Blake's bracket after mine, I've got Boston beating Toronto, and I've got Carolina beating the New York Rangers. I've got the Carolina Hurricanes taking on the Boston Bruins in the Eastern Conference Final, with the Carolina Hurricanes beating the Boston Bruins to go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
I got Boston beating Tampa, Carolina beating the Rangers, and then I got Boston beating Carolina in the Eastern Conference Final in 7 games.
Rolling on over to the West, we'll break down each one of these series now. Central 1 versus Wild Card 1, Colorado Avalanche, Seattle Kraken.
Yeah, this is... I think this is going to be a lot better series than what people think. I think that Seattle's going to push Colorado a little bit here, like with their speed, and they're one of the few teams in the league that can skate with Colorado. Colorado, you know, you look at it. I thought they're going to get Landeskog back for this playoffs, but he got ruled out all year. Makar missed the last 7 games. They did win 6 of those games, but his health concerns me a little bit. But it's going to come down to goaltending. It's going to be Georgiev versus, who do you start? Do you start Jones? Do you start Grubauer game 1? I think you give it Grubauer. To Jones. I think you give it to Jones. He's got 80 career starts.
I don't know. That's where I look at this, and I think it's going to be a kicking. I think it's going to be a kicking and a half, and I've got Colorado in 5. I don't think Seattle even... as a sniff. I almost went for a full sweep.
I got Colorado on 6. I think they're going to win a couple games. They're good. They're a good home team too.
Well, we'll see.
So
we'll see.
Yeah, no, we will see.
Central 2, Central 3, Dallas and Minnesota. This series is going to be physical, mean, gritty, and a good one, I think. Minnesota, where do you go here? Kaprizov gets to shine in the playoffs. Minnesota's kind of one of those teams where they're kind of like Vegas. It's like it's anybody. There's all kinds of different things that can happen, all kinds of different players that can produce, and they can play a physical game. They can play a speed game. I like what Minnesota brings to the table here. As for Dallas, you got Jake Ottinger. I think he's probably one of the best goalies in this playoffs, if not the best in the playoffs. I love the back end with Heiskanen, and I really think when Jamie Benn's put in these positions, he's a tough player in the playoffs.
Here's the thing. Like, here is the keys for Minnesota to win. You got to stay out of the penalty box. You have to stay out of the penalty box. Dallas has got one of the best special teams in the league. They have the fifth best power play and the third best penalty kill. So, but Minnesota, for a large stretch, one of the best teams in the league. They went 16-1-4. They only lost one regulation game from February 17 to the end of March. One regulation game loss. So, Dallas went 2-0-2 in the regular season, so they picked up points in all four. The question is if Ottinger can build off his first round last year versus Calgary, right? That's going to be the question, right?
Well, I don't think he can be any better than that.
No, I know.
I've got Minnesota winning this one. I have Minnesota winning in seven.
So do I. I got Minnesota in seven as well.
I think this is going to be a really good series.
It is. It's going to be one of the best.
Pacific 1 versus Wild Card 2. Vegas versus Winnipeg. A very interesting series.
Yeah, no, this series is it's going to be interesting for sure. That's the word that I would use to describe this one. The return of Mark Stone is going to be huge for this Vegas team, right?
It is. How long does he return for?
It's the Kucherov. This is the Kucherov right here. LTIR, ready to roll for the playoffs. I told you this was going to happen again, and the NHL needs to do something about it because it is bullshit. Yeah. They can just store his 10 mil on LTIR until playoffs, and the cap. You should have to be cap compliant for the playoffs. It's fucking bullshit.
It's going to happen on the next CBA.
It's bullshit, man. Like, that being said, I think it's going to be a good series. Hellebuck's going to keep him in the series.
Who is?
But Hellebuck's going to keep Winnipeg and make it and like be in a series. I got Vegas in six.
I put Winnipeg's forwards right up against Vegas's forwards any day of the week, and I'll put
I like Vegas's back end more.
Yeah, but I sure as hell like Winnipeg's goaltending more.
Yeah, for sure. I think.
For a guy who's...
The problem is, though, down the stretch, Ehlers been hurt. Kyle Connor's been brutal.
Okay. Well, brutal. Mark Stone hasn't even been playing, so I don't know.
Oh, I know. He's been resting up. He's good. He's good to go.
Jesus. I got Winnipeg winning this one in seven.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. You have what, Vegas in six?
Six, yep. Jack Eichel, first time in the playoffs, too.
Okay.
About time.
I'm going to hold my breath that he's good.
It's about time.
Jesus. Pacific 2 versus Pacific 3, the Edmonton Oilers versus the Los Angeles Kings.
Rematch of last year's first round.
Which was a very good series.
That very went good. To seven games. Yep. Very good series.
And now LA's added some players, albeit there is some injuries on LA that worry me a little bit.
It's going to come down to Philip Deneau. He's going to be in his matchup with McDavid, right? And
well, if there's anybody that's going to stop McDavid, I mean, he'd be high on my list.
Yeah, like he's one of the best defensive forwards, right? That's such a tall task. I mean, if you're the Oilers, honestly, I would split up McDavid and Draisaitl. And he just made a two-headed monster.
But you can't now. You should have done that all year.
But I'm saying, though, for this matchup, I would. I would split them up because I don't think they have enough centers to shut those three down. I would go three right down the middle. You can put Nugent Hopkins as your third-line center, or you can put him on the wing with McDavid, and then you load him up on the special teams. We all know in the first round there's going to be power plays up the fucking ass. Right? Oilers have one of the best power plays of all time.
Yeah, I think LA is going to make it very, very physically demanding on Edmonton.
Yeah. So,
and that's the only way they win. That's the only way they win.
I'm not just looking at. So you remember the bubble year in Edmonton? Corpus still had 9 starts in that building, 2 shutouts. He had a 941 save percentage and a 190 goals against average. He likes playing in that building. Also means nothing. But
it also means, it means nothing, but you never know. I mean, I got Edmonton in 6.
Yep. Me as well. I got him in 6.
No, you have him in 5.
No. Is it 5?
You have him in 5.
Okay. It was 5. I texted you. Whatever I text you, that's what it is.
5 games. To round out the brackets, I will go through the rest of my West and Blake will go through his. I'll have Colorado playing Minnesota with Colorado winning that one. I have Edmonton playing Winnipeg with Edmonton winning that one. And in the Western Conference Finals, I have the Edmonton Oilers beating the Colorado Avalanche.
Hold on.
Wow.
I didn't think we would be right on this one.
So I got Minnesota beating Colorado, Edmonton beating Vegas, and I got Edmonton going to the Cup beating the Minnesota Wild.
I didn't think you were going to Edmonton here in the final. I didn't think that. That kind of surprised me. But they're playing well at the right time, right? That's all that matters, right? I mean, they've won 15 of the last 17 games, 9 in a row. Yeah. So, but
Stanley's,
Boston. I got Boston. Boston beating Edmonton in 6 games in the final.
I have,
as much as it pains me to say that.
As much as it pains you to say that, how about this? I got Edmonton beating Carolina. Talk about painful.
Rematch of 06.
Yep. But you know what I also am looking at, too?
Reverse winner, too.
Is that everything I picked in the regular season went bad, so maybe everything I pick in the postseason goes bad, too. See, right? Win-win, right?
Yeah, win-win.
First-round matchups. What series are you looking forward to the most, and what series are you looking forward to the least?
I think the best series is going to be the Toronto-Tampa. I think that's going to be the most anticipated series. I think Dallas and Minnesota is going to be really good. The least favorite series, probably Carolina Islanders. It's going to be a good series, but it's just going to be so low scoring.
The series I'm looking forward to the most is going to Winnipeg-Vegas. And I'm also looking forward to the Edmonton-LA series. The series I'm looking forward to the least is Colorado-Seattle.
Yeah, that's fair. But well, it should be a good one. It should be a fun for Sean. There's a lot of good matchups.
I think it'll be fun. I mean, it's all.
I hope we get at least a couple game sevens and a couple like double OT games. That'd be awesome.
I want the overtime games. I mean, that's what playoff hockey's all about. Upsets are fun. And, you know, you kind of have the Minnesota Wild going on a long run this year. That would kind of be an underdog story, and that would be fun to see. And I don't know. It's Stanley Cup playoff hockey. This is what we live for, right? It's not as exciting when your favorite team's not in it, but it is still
still the best playoffs in the world.
It's by far the best playoffs in the world. So,
yeah.
Blake and I's predictions are always fun. I wish they were always right. They're not, but always fun to do. And, you know, everybody's got an opinion going into this, and that's what makes sports so fun is that we can all have opinions and we can disagree often and laugh and joke about it and rib each other next week when your team goes out in 4, because there will be a sweep in the first round. I don't know. None of us predicted one, but there will be one. You know there will be. You know,
there always is.
Funny how that always happens. So, Blake and I are back next week, April 24th, for another live show. We'll be talking first round Stanley Cup playoffs. Who will be the upsets this year? Always exciting. First round, best round of all the rounds. I don't care what anybody says on that one. It is the best. Enjoy Stanley Cup playoff hockey action. Check out the debatehockeypodcast.com. We are back next week talking hockey. Hockey talk every week, the Debate Hockey Podcast. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake.
The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.